From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
The Redcliffe Club car boot sale, Saturday, 10th of December, 2022. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC, Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Our car boot sale will be held on Saturday, the 10th of December, 2022. You'll find us at our clubhouse in the city of Redcliffe at McFarlane Park, Klingner Road, Kippering, 4021. Car boot sale opens at 9 a.m. Admission is free. Vendors are $5. Mark Roberts, VK4AN, will be there. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. Looking forward to seeing you there. It'll be a good day out. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I was fortunate that in my area the clouds stayed away and the spectacle of the blood moon lunar eclipse could be watched in its full brilliance. I note that many people failed to get the front row seats that we had and now have to wait another couple of years for a new performance in the heavens. It seems that the solar indices are suggesting we can expect more good radio conditions on the upper high frequency bands, and people have been enjoying good DX on 17, 15 and 10 metres. It seems that 20 metres has been quite active, and the lower bands are starting to reflect the start of summer with storm crackles behind some very strong signals. If the forecasters are correct, the coming week is certainly going to continue the storm activity, particularly in the central areas of VK2 and VK4, with systems likely to sweep up the east coast of the continent. In the inland areas, there remain possibilities of continued floods. So it is that we live in interesting and difficult times for many people. As Christmas rushes down the calendar, we should be checking the listings of the contests that happen over the summer period. With interesting modes of propagation during these months in the Southern Hemisphere, it is a good opportunity to take part in some of the activities. Our sunspot cycle can assist in the shortwave bands, and the summer conditions assist in gaining contest points on the VHF bands. Apart from the festivities that the season brings, it is also a good time to play radio when these events align for us. I've been watching some of the postings from people using the new QRP SDR radios, which produce from milliwatts to maybe 10 watts on a good power supply. So many people are enjoying automated or near-automatic contacts using various digital modes, but old-fashioned analog contacts are proving to be quite possible again with negligible power. For the foundation operators, this is perhaps an incentive to seriously try HF contacts with conditions favouring those who get on the air and call. These fleet power rigs are being used for POTA and similar activities where carrying a full-blown station to the site isn't warranted. I watched a video posted by Kevin VK4UH some months ago where he showed the benefits of the available aluminium brazing rods in joining various metals we amateurs seek to use. I have a project at the moment which would benefit by firmly joining some stainless steel items together. I opened a packet of thin rods which I have and lit the propane torch for a trial. I can now attest that these magic pieces of wire do in fact nicely adhere to stainless steel, and I can go ahead with finishing that part of the project. These so-called aluminium brazing rods are available from many online sources, both from overseas and locally. If you need something joined for strength and electrical continuity, I would suggest spending a small amount and getting a pack of rods and watch a few tutorials on using them from YouTube. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.